This is the KASU 604 newscast for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Brandon Tabor. The Arkansas Supreme Court ruled yesterday that seven inmates given life sentences as juveniles should be resentenced. Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media has more.
Pulaski County judges will hold the resentencing, which may set the bar for how Arkansas state courts in the future sentence juveniles in big felony cases. The U.S. Supreme Court has said juvenile offenders cannot be sentenced to life terms without at least a chance at parole. Arkansas legislators subsequently declared such inmates parole eligible after a term of years. But Pulaski County judges want each inmate to receive an individualized resentencing hearing. Lawyers for the state had argued to the Arkansas Supreme Court that the lawmakers' fix was just fine, but justices on Thursday rejected their arguments. In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas State University dedicated its Mexico campus yesterday. KASU's Jonathan Reeves has more.
Officials from Arkansas and Mexico were on hand for the dedication of the privately funded university. Speakers included Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, Arkansas State University President Dr. Charles Welch, and Querétaro's Governor Francisco Dominguez Sevien. 215 students are attending in the first semester of classes in Querétaro. The $100 million project is still in its first phase of construction. Up to 4,000 students can be housed in the first phase. The final stages of campus construction could be complete in the next 4 years, and up to 16,000 students could be housed. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.
In Arkansas, the widow of Senator Thaddeus Carraway, Miss Hattie Carraway, formed the mold for women U.S. senators. That's what the former historian of the U.S. Senate told a crowd in Little Rock last night. Dr. Donald Ritchie said Carraway might not have won the Democratic primary in 1932 without the help of former Louisiana Governor Huey P. Long, who stumped with her around the state.
That campaign has been described as a circus hitched to a tornado. In 1 week, they made 37 speeches across the state, and they drew such large crowds that the events usually had to be moved into larger venues than planned. In one town, a trial adjourned so that the judge, the jury, the defendant, and all the courtroom spectators could come downstairs and hear Hattie and Huey.
Ritchie spoke at the Ron Robinson Theater as part of the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies Betsy Wright Distinguished Lecture Series. More local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.